Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Okay. I ordered a backpack and I paid for it. They charged me the money for the backpack, which was $5 and something. And then they charged me $67.32, which I did not authorize, which I didn't even know that I would owe. So therefore, I want to get a refund. So I have talked to these people here where you're at a couple of times. They've given me different email addresses, and it comes back to me. So therefore, whoever that is that y'all are dealing with, you need not to deal with them because they are not legitimate. So I can't. I need the money back because I have to pay my bills and I'm on a fixed income. And there's no way I can get in touch with them. They don't have a phone number and they keep giving me these different email addresses and it just comes back to my computer. So.
Okay, can I please have your zip code?
Yes, it's 77611.
First and last name, please.
Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, Davis.
Okay, Ms. Davis, I found an account match your name. Could you verify your address?
Yes, it's 215 Live Oak Street, Ridge City, Texas, 77611.
Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
So just give me one second.
Okay.
So there was a purchase for our tactical bag from $5.74. The $67.32 was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club. That is the company that supplies that tactical bag.
It did not say anything about that. When I looked at all that stuff, and I didn't see anything about that. And I can't afford that. If they're going to do that, then they should have made it more, you know, If you purchase this, you're joining a club. They didn't do that. So I need to get that money back, and I don't know how to do it.
Okay, so I can give you a 35% refund of the charges due to it being stated in the terms and conditions.
No, I'm not. No.
Yes,
the other guy told me he could get, the other guy told me he could give me 50% back. His name, he said, was T. I don't think that was his name, but that's what he gave me. Maybe that's the letter of his name. I don't know. But anyway, I mean, that's not right that they charge you for something and they don't even specify on there they're charging you for it.
Yes, ma'am. So it is stated in the terms and conditions, so that's why they were able to bill that amount. But as a courtesy, I can do that 50% discount for you, 50% refund.
Well, I need to get as much back as I can because I won't be able to pay my bills. So.
All right, so I can do the 50% refund. You should see it back into your account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, ma'am. I guess that's as good as I'm going to get because these people they don't give you the right information so you can get in touch with them. They don't have a phone number. Y'all have given me two different, email addresses, and you can't reach them that way either. So that's not very good customer service, and it's not very good to do that to people. So I just want you to know that I wouldn't do business with those people.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I got everything processed, and your account is canceled.
Okay. Well, yeah, she canceled it earlier. But I just wanted to make sure that, you know, y'all, I mean, I don't guess y'all care and y'all don't know, but they screw people over is what they do. So, anyway. Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.